This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. CVS announced last month that it's lowering the price of its store brand menstrual products by 25%. And in a dozen states, not including California, CVS says it will also pay the sales tax on them.
Here, our needs are taken seriously. Here, we'll never be told our concerns are all in our head.
Here, we don't think we should pay more than men for the same thing.
Or pay taxes for period products.
It's the so-called pink tax. Here in California last month, Governor Newsom signed a bill that banned the pink tax. And joining us to talk about this is Sarah Bell Lynn, retail reporter for Business Insider. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. Well, why does this exist at all? Why is there a pink tax?
Well, the pink tax isn't necessarily an intentional or deliberate effort to discriminate against women. However, it does place women at a disadvantage as consumers. Think razors, soaps, dry cleaning, any other personal products. They are priced higher. There's several different factors at play here. There could be the color of the product. Pink versus blue is a very common example. There could be different marketing strategies behind pushing out products targeted for women versus products targeted for men. This has led to this term, the pink tax.
Right. And not just women's products, but also children's products like girls' toys are more expensive than boys' toys.
Yes. Children's clothing as well. Children's clothing for girls.
And what do retailers or manufacturers say is the reason that they do this?
I haven't seen any justifiable reasons myself. Could be owed to tariffs, marketing strategies like product differentiation.
So in general, how much more are women paying for everyday products, products that they need, such as period products? How much more is this costing women and people who menstruate versus people who do not menstruate?
I'm going to refer to a study done by the New York City Department of Consumer Affairs here that they conducted in December of 2015, where they looked across hundreds of products in New York City retailers. And they found that women's products were twice as likely to be priced higher than men's products, 42% of the time. Women's products had a higher price tag. Women's and men's products were only roughly equal 40% of the time. And so, you know, overall, women's products were priced an average of 7% higher than men's products that were substantially similar.
So there's the pink tax, and then we hear something called the tampon tax, but those are two different things, right?
Correct. There is, I think, some confusion around pink taxes and period taxes, or, you know, also known as tampon taxes. While a pink tax, like we just discussed, could be a difference in product prices that may result in women paying more than men for similar goods, the tampon tax or the period tax actually refers to a sales tax that a state, a county, a city government collects when menstrual products are sold and purchased.
And so CVS says it will pay the sales tax in 12 states. Why just 12 states?
These are 12 states that have a so-called tampon tax. CVS is planning on paying the sales tax on, again, CVS-branded menstrual products like tampons, sanitary pads, liners, period cups for customers in these 12 states.
So the governor, as I mentioned here in California, Governor Newsom, signed a bill to end this so-called pink tax in California. So how would that work?
So in California, while most goods are subject to California sales tax, there's certain categories of goods that are exempt. Sales of prescription medicine, certain medical devices, those are exempt from sales tax. And that's the California statewide sales tax. So this most recent September, Governor Newsom signed AB 1287, which eliminates the so-called pink tax by prohibiting different prices for goods based purely on what gender they're marketed to. But it does allow for price differences when there's a significant difference in the cost or the time to produce that particular good.
So Scotland announced a couple of years ago that period products would be free, that women could even get these products delivered directly to their homes. Could that ever happen here, do you think?
I hope to see that happen here. And I know that advocates across the country are pushing hard. They're pushing hard to also place menstrual products in schools right now. And, you know, if it does happen here, lifetime costs of paying anywhere from $1,800 to $5,500 for tampons and sanitary pads could be saved. So, you know, women could be saving thousands of dollars over their lifetime if we see that happen here as well.
Sarah Bell Lynn is a retail reporter for Business Insider. We've been talking about the so-called pink tax. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Coming up, writer Rachel Aviv's new book questions the definitions of mental illness.
One of the things that seemed very damaging was when someone would have like a way of seeing the world, and then this explanation would kind of be imposed from on high, and they would feel like it really diminished their sense of self.
Rachel Aviv on her new book, Strangers to Ourselves, next on Press Play.